The students range in age from high school to elementary. Among the youngest was Zoe, who is in second grade. We asked her how often climate change is discussed in her classroom.
A lot.
What does the teacher usually tell you?
He tells me, like, about how people sometimes litter and sometimes people try to change that.
Zoe's father, Rich, was at her side and explained the importance of hearing children's voices.
Well, it's just that. You're supposed to leave the world, you know, a better place than you have it, and I don't think we're really doing that.
The issues raised by other students at this climate strike go beyond litter. They warn that without policy change, the first irreversible effects will begin in less than a dozen years. Their demands include phasing out fossil fuels, compulsory education on climate change in schools, and declaring a national emergency. Ariel Braverman is an 11-year-old student attending City Honors and one of the students who addressed the crowd. She was asked how the youth could be respected when they've not yet been fully educated.
We don't need medical school. By the time we go through medical school, the damage will be irreversible. What we need to do is act, because we all know what we need to do. Cut all emissions and convert entirely to renewable energy. The problem is doing it.
Braverman pointed out that there's a difference between short-term weather and long-term climate. She told fellow students at one point, quote, "I am 11 years old, but I'm still smarter than the politicians in power." Michael Morziak, WBFO News.